Okay, everyone, can I have the roll call, please?
Burt?
Here.
Knappler? Ormski?
Here.
Peters? Rafferty? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Here. Okay, we had minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes from last meeting, December 20th, 2017.
I need a second.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the meeting of December 20th, 2017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, the minutes are approved. Okay, as noted earlier, for those of you that weren't here, everybody's sitting in the back row. It costs more in the back row, but I'm glad to see a few people here tonight. I guess there's a second row. So we are the Plan and Zone Commission, appointed by the City Council as a recommending body. We review all matters relative to plan and zone and land use and such. I see a few people in the audience, so if you have particular input on a respective case, I will ask you to step to the podium to my right and your left and provide your input, which we'd like to hear. And with that, Greg, we will begin.
Mr. Chairman, the case we're looking at tonight involves part of the Woodlands First Edition right here. You come along Middle Road, eventually access will be
Greg.
Coming through here, and part of that's already paved.
Greg, sorry. I didn't realize that we were going to approve the Plan and Zone Commission annual report first, so let me pause you. Bill.
Gave a little recap of the past year at the last meeting. Lisa, who always does an outstanding job, puts it a little bit more concise and understanding method for you. So hope you all had a chance to look at it. We've had a busy year this past year. I think we're going to rival that this year. So.
And I would say a thank you officially to the staff. I know it's a lot of work on your side. We've had a number of challenging cases over the past year, and you guys have done a great job bridging some pretty big gaps. So we do appreciate that and all the work you do to put this all together. So thank you. Can I have a motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the Plan and Zone Commission annual report from 2017.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the Plan and Zone Commission annual report for 2017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We all approve it. Thanks. Election of officers.
May I make a suggestion?
Please do.
We put that off for a month till we have a few more people here. I think we know what the conclusion will be, but
that I would be fine with that.
All right.
That would be all right, Bill, Council?
Yep.
Okay. We'll do that with a bigger group when some people aren't hiding somewhere warm. So good. All right. With that, Greg, let's get going then with 18004.
Mr. Chairman, the first case involves a replatting of some ground that is a portion of which is in the Woodlands First Edition, which is approached from Middle Road. And we've Crow Creek Road here. Means of access then goes into the site, and there is an additional area that's being incorporated that was originally on the preliminary plat. What you have is lot 16, which is being enlarged. And in order to have that lot enlarged, the accompanying right-of-way needed for a turnaround is also being included, so that there's an additional lot on the west that is being added. And that's being now referred to as essentially the Woodlands Second Edition. This is a blow-up of the area, and these measurements here indicate the curve measurements for the existing area that was platted as lot 16. The Second Edition is essentially an enlargement of lot 16 further to the north, including this area, and then there is inclusion of another lot here to offset that somewhat equally, and then in the area in between is the additional right-of-way that will be used initially for a hammerhead and will add to what will be Woodland Court. Staff in reviewing this plat would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Questions from the commission, please. So Greg, that it's essentially two lots in the second addition. That's it.
Right? Yes, it's incorporating one lot of the first and then basically adding to it. And that will be your second addition. And it will consist of two lots and additional right-of-way.
And I guess just procedurally, the elimination of 16 from the original plat and incorporating that in the new plat takes it out of the old original plat?
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
And I apologize if you said this, but why is this being done?
The person who wanted to purchase this lot wanted an additional area to add to lot 16.
The customer wanted a bigger lot, in essence.
Okay.
So they did this replatting to accommodate the customer.
Okay.
Then they had to go up farther to accommodate the hammerhead and turn around, and then made the other lot part of it.
Okay.
Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Nope. Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 18-004, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 18-004, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. 18-004 is approved. Okay, Greg?
The next project involves a site development plan for lot 5 of the Woodlands, or Shops of the Woodlands, which is located off of 53rd Avenue. There will be means of access that will come in off of 53rd as well as from Everest Summit, which will converge on that lot area. This is looking back at the lot to the north and the west. Down Ontario Drive, here's Pine Creek Lane, and this is Everest Summit right here. The area out here is 53rd Avenue. This is the final plat showing the lot right here, lot 5. You have the addition of lot 6 here, and eventually there will have to be some easement agreements between these lots for access as well as stormwater, utilities, parking. This will give you an idea of the topography that was initially laid out in the preliminary plat, showing it sloping this direction. And this is the site plan showing the building here, which is intended, I believe, now from what we've determined for medical uses. And in the report, you'll note that there is a breakdown of what the capacity might be given the parking here. But there will also be access easements and cross easements for parking as well as stormwater flow from these detention basins to this detention basin. This will give you an idea of the elevations selected for the building. And we looked at the tree count. It met the tree count. Staff in reviewing this proposal recommends approval with the comments that were listed in the report regarding the cross access easements and then parking and stormwater conveyance, parking easements and stormwater conveyance, as well as the stormwater purification engineering aspects of the stormwater detention system. I would ask if there are any questions.
Thanks, Greg. Questions from the commission, please. I've got one. I see that they show two handicapped, medical use, aging population, probably meets code, but in that use, are two handicapped adequate?
Basically, handicapped parking, irrespective of the type of use, is based on a ratio of the required parking. So
they meet
yes,
code,
it does,
but
it doesn't. Mm-hmm.
Having an elderly mother and trying to find handicapped parking places, there's never enough anymore. So,
and my guess is maybe the operator of the business may request.
Yeah.
More.
Would think that'd be a good idea. I like where you put the dumpster, just for information. That's tucked away behind, no view from the street, the main 53rd. So, anyone else in the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Golly, nobody's saying anything tonight. All right, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case 18-001, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 18-001, subject to the staff recommendations, in primarily with the cross easements and water aspects. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 18-001 is approved. Okay, thanks. Greg, next one.
Mr. Chairman, the next case involves this parcel here, which you already looked at regarding rezoning from A2 and R4 to C1, and that would accommodate the use of a restaurant in that locale off of Tanglewood Road. This is Devil's Glen Road running up here. This is Tanglewood going up that direction. Here are the new apartments that are being developed on the south side of Tanglewood, and this on the north side is relatively the area you're looking at for the proposed restaurant. This is a outline of utilities in the area, showing storm and sanitary sewer. In this area here is essentially the parcel in its entirety that would be served. There is an easement that runs through here, an overhead easement that goes through a portion of that lot. You'll remember that there were easement additions added for water, for storm and sanitary sewer from the project to the south that allowed the connections to be stubbed here so that this facility could have access to storm, sanitary, and water services. This is the site plan. The area outlined in blue shows you the radii of where the fire hydrants can accommodate service to the structure, which essentially is right here. This other area over here is the patio to the structure. The tree count was met in evaluating the site, and there will be some mature trees that'll the developer is going to attempt to retain as well. And as you can see, there is this easement, which they will not encroach. It's an overhead utility easement for electrical. This will give you an idea of the elevations of the building and the way the structure will look. And it'll be the new, essentially, governor's location. You'll have an outdoor patio area here for some type of games. Potentially, you can place a tarp over this area. Outdoor seating here. There'll be other outdoor areas as well to the facility, and you can see the front as it would look from the Devil's Glen Road area. Two-tier parking, one here and here because of the slope of the area, and then a flatter area in back here for more outdoor use. Staff in evaluating this proposal recommended approval with the conditions that were listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions? And I would also note, too, a further evaluation by city staff on this opening determined that it was not in conflict, as we felt maybe earlier when we were doing the rezoning process. This is permitted right here. There's enough separation distance from surrounding intersection areas so that that is not a difficulty. So there is circulation throughout.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I must abstain from discussion and voting on this case.
Okay, thanks. Lisa will note that for the record. Okay, questions from the commission?
Could you point out where the dumpsters are going to be? Having trouble locating those.
Right there, and if you look at the front, right here.
Thank you.
Craig, looking at the aerial, we don't have any other really close proximity other than the new multifamily of residential from a impact from the patio and noise and such there. It's pretty open.
Yes, and this is, up here is our ground essentially, and then you have the school, some portion of the Pleasant Valley administration right here at the school buses, and the rest of this is all public works and parks.
And the patio's to the rear of the...
Yeah.
Away from the Devil's Glen adjoining neighbors. Okay, like that.
And you have the Y located here.
Yep.
Genesis landscape area.
Questions from the commission? That's it. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Nope. Okay, come back to the commission.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I will move to approve case number 18-003, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 18-003, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 18-003 is approved. Nice looking development. Yep. Okay. That would take us, I believe, Bill, to the commission update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Subsequent to your last meeting, I would hope you all got a chance to read the memo on Rivermont.
We did.
There's some information that came clear to us during the meeting that Greg and I were unaware of prior to. So the information contained in that memo is consistent with our past practice. So they, it was a good discussion, and talking to the developer and the engineer, they took your comments on the project and are going to incorporate that into a different site development plan coming forward in the future.
Okay, great. Appreciate that, Bill.
Your land use and rezoning had the public hearing and first reading. This is for the Wyndham Town Center, and they were both in favor last night. So there'll be two more readings before the rezoning and land use is completed. City Council followed your lead on the 67th Street subdivision and did approve that. And the site development plan for Palmer Hills Court, that was going to be a Geifman project. They were going to have a building there and add some additional parking for Hy-Vee, was subsequently approved by the City Council.
Great.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, good, good. Anything else for the good of the order? Nope. Anyone in the audience that didn't, somebody came in late, that didn't get a chance? Okay. All right. Then we stand adjourned. Thanks, everyone.